Alrighty. Well, AMA, you ask, we answer. I'll ask the first question of the day. Who's coming up on the show later today? Well, how about Ross Tucker at 7:40? How about Mike Quick at 9:10? How about a lot of football coverage all through the season? So make sure you listen every day if you can. To the because we also got Jason Kelce.
Your chance to win Eagle or to hear a name to win Eagles tickets on Friday, courtesy of NovaCare. Let's not forget that too.
Great that's season. Right, because we're giving away tickets on Friday for the game on Monday. But you got to listen at 8 o'clock in order to know the name. It's sort of like a clue. We're playing the game Clue here on WIP. So listen at 8 o'clock Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in the lead up to an Eagles game. Tickets given away courtesy of NovaCare. All right, AMA, John, as we do every Wednesday at this time.
Ask Me Anything, brought to you by Busch Auto Group. Shop a wide selection of Nissans, Infinities, and hundreds of pre-owned vehicles at BushAutoGroup.com. Philly rides with us.
So I kind of liked asking the questions there, but I guess we did. I did agree to do the segment. What do people want to know today?
You did agree.
I agree to it.
And now you actually answer the question.
Maybe I should not have agreed to it.
Well, you did spend the first year of it just being like, I don't feel like answering.
I did. I was.
You never used to answer them?
Nah, yeah, like the first year of this segment.
I don't need this nonsense.
But I don't think he realized that he was doing such a poor job of not answering anything. it really did sort of slip his notice that he did.
No,
he did not fulfill his end of the bargain.
No.
It was ask me anything, and he was not answering anything.
Yeah, I would answer. I just want to address the nature of the question.
All right, let's get to Dominic. Dominic on Facebook. And Joe, this one's for you. Dominic says, Joe, what do you have to say for yourself with that failed handshake yesterday with Brandon Graham?
Oh, boy.
It was tough.
So BG came in here and
I didn't know this.
Yeah, we misconnected.
Oh,
what do you mean you missed?
Yeah, John.
They missed multiple times.
John and him, gripped hands. Gripping hands, football players.
Well, they're athletes. And it's like choreography.
Right.
They know what they're doing.
So then BG came over my way and he put out his hand and I put out my hand.
What did you do with your hand?
Well, I was in the midst of reading something to promote Brandon being here. Here's what I'd say. For all those complaining, I know Spike and Ike and Jack, everyone's complaining.
Oh, they crushed you.
I'd say if Brandon Graham had a longer arm, maybe he would have been drafted in the top 10. He was drafted by Andy Reid. Chip Kelly would have never drafted him because he was a measurements guy. Get a longer arm.
This is externalizing the locus of blame. Give me an example of how you shook his hand.
Oh, no,
we didn't shake hands.
It was like this. John, look at me.
Hands.
Went like this twice.
Oh,
like this, and then they tried again and missed.
Oh, no.
BG, if you're listening, I'm just joking, buddy.
Go ahead. I would hope so.
Actually, longer arms, maybe you would have been a top 10 guy.
What if it's your arms that are
next
too short?
Next time, here's what you do. Stop reading for a second.
I know.
Do the high fives and go back to reading.
It's Brandon Graham. He's coming over to shake your hand, and you're like, let me read.
Come on. Sponsors. All right, James, let's do one or two more.
All right, Richie, this one's for you. If you had to spend $1 million in 24 hours, how would you go about it?
Oh, man. Brewster's Millions. Remember that? What was he? $30 million?
Loved it. Absolutely loved that movie.
You have a month or something to do it, right?
Yeah. In today's world, it feels like you could just go online and I could blow that.
Spend it pretty quickly.
5 minutes. Right?
Guys, you buy two cheeseburgers these days, good chance it's $40.
I know.
I'm serious.
You're right.
Cheeseburger, fry, Coke, $40.
It's more than that. No question.
Then by the time the tip, it's $50.
I would order some great meals delivered and
delivery's outrageous now,
John. You'd probably go on and find the original lightsaber from the first Star Wars and buy that. Buy that kind of stuff.
Every morning that I'm in here, Richie has a different coffee brand, and you love to talk about it in the breaks.
Too.
You bring it today. It's a Dunkin'. Sometimes it's Lachlan. Sometimes it's by an influencer. So probably
I just
half
started
of it on that.
Drinking coffee last year at this time. So I am excited about coffee. I'd spend some of it on coffee online.
Caffeine's important.
I'd buy guitars, but it would just be online. It would be over in a hurry, quick. And it would be fruitless. I would not have anything productive to show for all of my money invested.
All right, one more. Joe, this one's for you from Kirk on Twitter. Kirk asks.
Kirk or Kurt?
Kirk with a K.
Such a bad name, but keep going.
You cannot
Let's
say
be
that.
Real.
It
Let's
is
be,
not a bad
come
name.
Come on. Everybody knows the
That's
Kirk.
That's a solid name.
Kirk's or.
Joe, can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
It's a bad name.
What
it's
are
a horrible
you talking
name.
About?
Tough name.
75% of the world doesn't even know what their name is.
Yeah, that's
Kirk
not
Cameron
a good way to go about it.
Was the biggest star in the world when I was young.
Well, he was.
You were young then, too. Yeah, he was a big deal.
And Kirk Cousins, general manager, didn't even know his name was Kirk. in Washington. What does that say? Seltzer, one more.
All right. Kirk asks, Joe, what is your favorite childhood memory of any of your Philly sports teams?
Oh, 93 Phils. Easy.
Easy. Like, it's not even a question for me.
That's a slam dunk.
Slam dunk.
Although I will say, J.J. Daniels' goal in game 6 of 87 is really high up there. That was a thrilling moment for the Flyers. I was 9 years old. And obviously with that win, the Flyers forced a game 7.
And honestly, as sad as it was, the one playoff win, the Rich Kotite, it was thrilling to actually win a playoff game, you know?
Fred Barnett, 2 touchdowns. Heath Sherman, a touchdown. Eric Allen, a touchdown. Reggie White with a safety of Bobby Hebert. There were a lot of great memories back then.
EA scored a touchdown.
Interception return.
I didn't realize that.
Interception return of Hebert pretty much sealed the game.
He was like the classiest teammate I've ever been around.
Listen, Quinion,
one of those guys.
Quinion Mitchell, best Eagles rookie cube cornerback since Eric Allen.
No, 88, right?
No question.
Was it 88?
No. Keith Jackson was 88.
Okay.
Eric Allen was 21.
No, she's asking a year.
Oh, yeah, 1988. I'm sorry.
I know that Eric Allen was
88. You said Keith Jackson. I was like, yeah, he didn't understand.
I was like, huh?
And with that, and a lot of confusion
thank
on AMA,
yeah,
we shut it down. All right, let's listen to Kyle Schwarber. So there's a lot from last night's game. We've covered some of it. We'll continue to. If you want to weigh in on the fight or near fight, I guess you'd call it more a near fight than a fight. But Castellanos drilled, obviously, the biggest talking point from last night. Personally, I think Rangers' struggles is the most important thing that happened last night, because that does concern me for October. And, you know, Rob Thompson's going to have a heck of a decision to make on Game 3, whether it's Ranger or whether it's Sanchez. But let's also get to the reality of Schwarber getting banged up. You know, in the moment, you never quite know. This was good news, though, after the game. So if you miss it, he's on first base, dives back in on a pickoff attempt. Elbow banged up, leaves the game. So we're all wondering, like, what's the deal? We've seen a lot of Phils injured lately. After the game, doesn't sound so bad. By the way, Rob Thompson had called it officially a left elbow contusion and sort of a hyperextension. Here's Schwarber after the game.
Where he says bruise, but hyperextension?
Like, yeah, this, I guess I just kind of hit it on the right spot, I guess, like diving back. And didn't even feel pain or nothing. And it was just more when I got back to the dugout. And I did, like, kind of, like, extended it. Like, oh, that was weird. And then went down and took a swing and didn't feel good. So then I told the trainer, and he worked on it a little bit, got better, and tried to let one rip, and it just wasn't really cooperating.
All right, so that alone, you might not feel better, because obviously no real particularly good news there, but he continued on, and this is where I thought it got clear that, you know, we should not have an alarm bell on this one.
If tomorrow, you know, there's nothing structurally wrong, so if pretty much just tomorrow can stand it and play.
I mean, listen, I don't want to say they're totally out of the woods, because he's saying, let's see what happens tomorrow. But I don't think he'd be talking to the reporters and be talking about playing today if he thought he had a major issue. Look, if he misses 3 or 4 games, you know, big deal. You know, who really cares? But I don't think this is a situation that should linger in October. But
sounds
I will,
like if it were the postseason, he would play and it would be good.
Yeah.
And he's going to be sore and he can manage this.
But I will say, we have seen players. I mean, this is the part I should not push aside. We have seen players play and be banged up and be less effective.
That's what worries me the most going into the postseason. It's, I mean, you look at even Alec Boehm, where they kind of downplayed it at first, and I think they genuinely thought that it was less severe than it was, and now he's on the IL. So even if players are active for the postseason, it worries me if they're not 100% healthy.
Yeah, I mean, JT's missed time. Mm-hmm. Bryce is playing, but has not been as effective. Certainly the power has not been lately. All right, look, all of this on the table, 215-592-9494. We'll also ask you today's Twitter poll question of the day. It is a really important question for Rob Thompson to answer as it relates to the postseason. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Equinox remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. The question, as of now, who do you think should be the Phillies' third starter in the postseason? We've put them in alphabetical order, not the sequence of how they entered the season. A, Christopher Sanchez. B, Ranger Suarez. That is not... Look, I think it's not an easy call. I would go with Ranger.
I think it's not even close based on recent performance.
Well,
my
there's,
gosh.
There's recent,
Christopher
but...
Sanchez goes out there, and it feels like it's 7 innings. Like... No earned runs. That's what I've come to expect from him.
But Ranger's been a postseason stud.
True.
And he really has been.
As a starter, as a reliever, he's done it all.
Look, there is an argument for Sanchez that you could use Ranger out of the bullpen early in a series. if you had to.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know, so that could tip it to Sanchez.
Yep.
It could. But, all right, make of it what you will.